Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Shattuck Groom, the founder and CEO of CagePoint, an omnichannel media buying agency recipient of the prestigious Inc. Fastest 5000. And Mr. Groom, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Sure thing, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So tell us about your agency, CagePoint. What exactly do you do for your clients? Let's start there today.
Absolutely. So CagePoint is a, as you mentioned, we're a data-driven media agency that I founded in 2016, along with an amazing team, Anthony Costanzo and Courtney Groom. We're independent, not affiliated with other holding companies, and we provide strategy and media solutions with, as you said, a full omni-channel or full funnel approach. In other words, we design media plans for our clients. These media plans permit our clients to evaluate ROI or return on ad spend for all advertising. You know, Eric, usually the advertising line item is the largest expense a company has on its books. So you want the visibility into how your media dollars are working. Is it effective? Is it not effective? Is it working? And what are you getting as a return? We work with our clients to provide full transparency. And unbiased and what we call agnostic views on how the media is performing. That's a little bit about us.
And thanks for hitting on some of those important points describing what you do at CagePoint and for your clients. Now, as mentioned, I see you were just awarded the prestigious Inc. Fastest 5000 Award. Quite impressive, by the way. And not only that, but at the top at 44. How did you grow so fast in such a short time?
4 years. You're right. That was that's pretty quick and fast growth rate. And we're terrifically honored. CagePoint was recently recognized as the as number 44 on the annual Inc. 5000 list. This is a list which is the most prestigious ranking of the nation's fastest growing private companies. We grew over 6,000% in the last 3 years. You know, Eric, I've been in business for years, including starting other agencies and selling them. So it's quite rewarding when the team is recognized like this. Hard work pays off. And I'd say, you know, when I think about it, there's 3 points for this kind of growth rate or a formula. It's quite simple. The first one, like Jack Welch said, surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. And I think we all recognize that that's important. You need a team and a good team to build a company like this. The second one is work hard. Hard work pays dividends, and know your craft in and out. If you don't fail sometimes, then you're not trying to innovate. And in today's climate, you have to be able to innovate, as you can imagine. And the third bullet point is be honest, transparent, and put yourself in your client's shoes. If you don't put yourself in your client's shoes, then you won't be able to address their business concerns properly. That was those are really the keys to our success in growing.
And definitely appreciate your sharing how you've been able to grow so fast in such a short time, sharing those 3 points, which were really strong and most helpful. I'm sure folks can benefit from hearing some of those or some of that information from you, your perspective and success. So tell us, what do you see as your point of, let's say, what differentiates you from other omnichannel media buying agencies out there in the market?
Sure. There's, you know, a lot of folks in this category. There's a lot of agencies out there, a lot of creative agencies, social agencies, and media agencies, and everybody tries to differentiate themselves maybe with what's the latest widget, what's the latest technology, what's the latest tool. But the truth of the matter is, I'll give you again 3 examples of principles that we follow to differentiate us. The one is transparency and honesty. And that may sound far-fetched, but in our industry, a lot of our clients don't understand where their media dollars are going or what did they invest in. So unlike other agencies, our clients understand where every media dollar goes, where it's been invested. If a media strategy or tactic is not working, we're the first ones to raise our hands and say, let's replan this thing. So if you invested some dollars into, say, paid search or TV or radio, a lot of times you'll see the results. We will see the results quite quickly. And if we're not seeing them, we have to stop. We have to talk to the client. And that's the honesty and transparency. And we don't have any problems doing that. The second one is we forge that relationship with our clients. We're a complete extension to their marketing teams and their sales departments. We will build custom teams to meet our clients' goals and needs, so we truly understand how to operate and address their business objectives. And the most important of all, besides developing these relationships and transparency, is some of the technology, so the analytics, what we call analytics. So CagePoint takes a different media planning approach. I'd mentioned this word before. We're agnostic. So we're agnostic to the various media platforms and partners we can align with. We don't necessarily have a vested interest in pumping dollars into Google or Facebook or a particular partner. In fact, we don't really care which partner or technology we use as long as it provides results. And that analytics provides insights into what is working and not working. We have an aggressive stance on test and learn approaches. Really the foundation of what we do is we test, we learn, we optimize, we understand what's working and not working. Eric, we all know that advertising works, but we need to get the answers to which form of advertising and what's the correct level of investment. That's where data comes in. For this analytics, we have weekly status reporting, and we provide that visibility into those investments, whether it's TV or radio, paid search, programmatic, you know, there's so much out there, or even Amazon, where we're very aggressive when it comes to working within Amazon. At the end of the day, we provide what we call a predictive model with actionable plans on how to drive profitable and scalable growth. And that's really the keys to success. Media is just really a means to an end.
Well explained, and thanks so much for that. Today we're speaking with Mr. Shattuck Groom, the founder and CEO of CagePoint, and he has joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would and wouldn't mind, who are some of your clients that you work with?
Well, we don't span any particular vertical or necessarily size. We have what we would deem as, you know, smaller clients all the way to pretty sizable Fortune 500, Fortune 100 clients. The one common theme or thread within our clients is that each one of them has an insatiable need to understand how their media investments are performing. So we have bank clients that you've certainly heard of. We have CPG clients that you've heard of. We have 400 liquor clients. I'm sure that you've heard of a few of those, pharma, health. And our clients' goals range from awareness to retail sales, lead generation, e-commerce, and Amazon. So it's not that we hone in on a particular category. It's all of our clients, no matter who they are really trying to understand how to invest their dollars.
Now, Mr. Groom, next question in regards to the client as well. How would you describe your relationship with your clients, which is so important for every business?
Yes, sure. Absolutely. This is it's critical and it's important. You know, I've talked about forming that partnership and that relationship. In a word, our relationship is culture. We try to extend our culture to our clients and onto their consumers or their customers. CagePoint's a tight-knit family, and that's how we operate the business. Even though, you know, we don't have 5 or 10 or 15 people, we're larger than that. But we act as a very tight-knit family. Every team member knows each other by name. You hear about authenticity, and in today's world of social, you hear about being real, and we practice this every single day. So we've become an extension of our clients' marketing teams. This is not a 9-to-5 job. We're always on call, and that's our culture.
And once again, yes, that relationship is so important with the client, and thanks for your input on that and your experiences and how you're handling that. Now, what else can you tell other business owners tuning in about your success?
Sure. You know, rather than go into more opportunities or descriptions, I think just repeat a couple of themes I mentioned throughout this conversation and really take it to heart. And one of them, you know, I'll talk about a few of them. The first one, again, be honest and transparent. And I think we can all take that to heart in, you know, personal lives or more importantly, you know, your business lives. just be honest and transparent with what you do. Analyze your data. If you don't have the right data, don't be afraid to ask for help to get the right data, because you need the data in order to provide the results. And the last one, which we just covered a minute ago, build a strong culture, internal and external. If you don't have a good culture within your business, if it's internal culture or external, well, then you're not going to have a business to stand on. I think, you'd think our success comes from the fact that we use media to drive business goals and profitability, or that we can get the best rate for an ad, or understand the ROI against the media investments, or that we're using the most advanced technology solutions. But what I've learned is that business results are only one aspect of the game. For longevity, you need to build a culture and not be afraid to fail. And that's really, those are the keys to success.
Mr. Groom, really appreciate your visit with us here today and all the information shared. It's quite impressive what you've been able to accomplish in such a short time. Where can listeners get more information on Cage Point online and also be in touch?
Sure, just go to our website, cagepoint.com, send an email.
And I'd say that's quite easy enough. Again, Mr. Groom, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Okay, Eric, have a good one. Thank you.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Shattuck Groom, founder and CEO of Cage Point, an omnichannel media buying agency. And again, for all the details, visit cagepoint.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.